There are great things happening at Thumb Cellular this year, and they've got the number 25 on their mind. They are kicking off their 25th year of serving the Thumb area as your local cellular provider with some amazing new deals when you sign up for new service or an upgrade. Not only will you get the great local service and coverage that Thumb Cellular offers all of its customers, but you'll also get 25 bonus gigs of data to use for the length of your contract. You'll also get $25 off your bill, a $25 additional discount on all phones, and 25% off select accessories. They're also offering the all-new Samsung Galaxy Core Prime free on a 2-year contract. With all of these great deals going on, they bet you'll have 25 on your mind too. Stop into Thumb Cellular with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb. Terms of service apply.
Hey folks, RJ McGarrah from More Motors and Carroll here to tell you about the Ford Conquest AZ program. If you know someone that works at or retired from Ford Motor Company and you own or lease a 1995 or newer non-Ford vehicle, you may be eligible to get employee pricing on any new Ford purchase or lease. This program can save you over $15,000 on select vehicles. So talk to your cousin, your friend, or your neighbor that works or retired from Ford and see if you can get a Conquest AZ PIN number. You must take delivery by February 29th. So don't delay. Visit us in our showroom in Carroll or on the web at www.themoreautogroup.com today.
Be on the lookout for Kohler Propane's pink and white B-Cups propane truck traveling throughout the Thumb area. That's right, Kohler Propane now has two pink and white B-Cups propane delivery trucks transporting propane to homes throughout the Thumb area. B-Cup stands for Breast Cancer Understanding, Prevention, and Screening. Kohler's Propane has partnered with Marlette Regional Hospital's Mammography Department by providing a portion of their propane sales to the hospital's Be a Star Fund. It's Kohler Propane's desire that no one be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information on the B-Cups program, call Marlette Regional Hospital. And to switch to your local propane provider, call Kohler's Propane at 989-269-4674 or go to www.getkohlers.com.
Tonight's game broadcast of the WLEW Sports Network, Owen Gage at Caseville, is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the Thumb, Kohler Propane. Nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. DS Services of Cass City for all of your agricultural needs. More Motor Sales of Caro, the undisputed minivan capital of the Thumb. Countryside Sales and Service of Seawing and Stacks Market of Owendale. And Smehall and Company. Sailor and internet services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sail and their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any manner, including reproduction or redistribution on the internet without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and the WLEW Sports Network, is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your broadcast tonight, broadcasting live from the shores of Saginaw Bay in Caseville, Michigan. Tonight marks the eighth broadcast for the WLW Sports Network, and up to this point, it's been all about the Class C Greater Thumb Conference. However, this evening, we shift our attention to the Class D NCTL and Summit Leagues. The Owen Gage Bulldogs squaring off with the Caseville Eagles.
Owen Gage is in the middle of a pack of the Summit League, and just to give you an idea of who was in the Summit League, you have in first place the Flint International Academy.
That's the House of Pancakes.
Yeah, right. Second place is Saginaw Arts and Science Academy, and that takes care of all the academies. Owen Gage is in third place, and Bay City All Saints are right behind them, a half game out, and Akron Fairgrove is residing in the basement. As far as the Caseville Eagles are concerned, yes, they are still in the basement of the NCTL's Stars division, and they are looking up at the likes of Peck and North Huron and Carsonville Port Sanilac. So that gives you an idea of what we're talking about tonight.
Owen Gage enters tonight at 11-3 after a bounce-back win over Akron Fairgrove after falling short in the game prior. Caseville has had a little bit of a tough go at it, 0-12 on the season.
I'll tell you, there's one thing about Caseville. They've been in every game that they played this year, and these kids show a lot of spirit. They haven't been rewarded for all their efforts quite yet, but you never know when it's going to happen. and I got a feeling it is going to happen sometime.
District 114 is being hosted by North Huron this year. Owen Gage gets a first-round bye and will face off with the winner of Bay City All Saints in Caseville. On the other side of the bracket is North Huron and Akron Fairgrove. Whoever comes out of the district will square off with the Flint International District and go figure playing in Deckerville, Michigan.
Well, let's take the first issue. The bracket bracketology as far as the district at North Huron is concerned, whoever put Owen Gage and Bay City All Saints in the same bracket, I have no idea how that happened, because clearly they are the two best teams in this particular district. But then, of course, the second issue, driving all the way to Deckerville if you're Flint International Academy and so forth.
I believe they used Iowa caucus regulations and rules to determine that district.
Did they flip a coin?
They may, very well may have. Well, let's take a look through the scoreboard and list of games going on this week. Yesterday, the only game that went on was Caseville hosting Mayville, and the Eagles of Caseville fell by 10 points, 58-48. Tonight we have Akron Fairgrove at North Huron, and Deckerville is at Kingston, aside from our Owen Gage at Caseville game tonight. Tomorrow in the Greater Thumb Conference, Harbor Beach is at Reese in a crossover game. Sandusky at USA, Bad Axe is at Marlette, Brown City is at Lakers, and our doubleheader action for this week on the WLW Sports Network finds Cass City at Ubley, and that game will be on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLWSports.com tomorrow night at 7:05.
There was one other game on yesterday's slate that was a makeup.
And oh, that was yes, when, how could I forget?
USA traveled all the way to Sanford Meridian, and the final score was 76-74, but get this, Clark, six overtimes.
Six overtimes.
I mean, whoever USA plays next, they're going to get a weary bunch of folks after playing a game in a, well, two games and a half, isn't it?
Yeah, well, let's see. So six overtimes, that's 30 extra minutes.
Yeah.
And a standard game has 32. So, yeah.
So let's call it
Let's call it two games.
and then, let's not rub salt on that one. That's just unfortunate that USA came on the bottom of the stick on that one. We always pull for our local teams. Anyways.
And it's a great write-up in the Huron Daily Tribune. Be sure to pick that one up. And talking with Gainforth, it sounded like it went back and forth, and USA had the chance to win in the fifth overtime. And then they chuck up a shot at the buzzer and with what? USA was up by three, I do believe, with like 10 seconds left, and just like that, tied back up to go to a sixth overtime. I was thinking about this aspect, John. If we were broadcasting that game, we would have been just in disarray.
I would have ran out of sheets, I know that.
Well, that's for certain.
If I have different color pens to write on the same one, but I don't know. I think I'd run out of colors, too.
If you look at my stat sheets per game, the first, second, third, and fourth quarters have about, what, about an inch and a half?
Yep.
Overtime is crammed down to about a half inch, which would give roughly 2/16, or let's say 1/8 of an inch per overtime for
them. You have to write very small. And that's anticipating a few,
Yeah.
They think that, games should be decided in regulation anyways, but if it does go to overtime, oh, hey, one is way too much, right?
One is enough.
Yeah.
And we are on the verge, potentially, of an overtime in this JV game. This is now two broadcasts in a row in about 6 of 8 on the season in which we decide, all right, we're going to go on air with about 4 minutes left in regulation of the JV game.
And right now there's a minute and 37 seconds to go, and the Eagles are trailing the Owen Gage Bulldogs JV 21-24. And we don't know how this is going to work out. We probably could have put our 2 cents in with the two officials. They were really close, and, a good official never lets
go to
overtime.
I was going to say, you tell every official we meet this year that a good official never lets at least a JV game go to overtime, at least when the radio's there. It's greatly appreciated.